We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. We're up to page Resh Chaf Zayin. The Magen Midubna had said that the Torah in general and the details of the Torah are like a stranger in our heart. That the heart has this little inkling of going with the Torah, but it's as though it's a stranger. Meaning, it's far more natural to be proud, to be loud, to be crude, to be crass, to be angry, and that potential to be a God-fearing person, to love Hashem, it's there. Meaning there's this little seed, there's this little flame which we can fan, we can make it grow, but there are a lot of challenges around it. Meaning there are a lot of clouds out there within the heart that can put out that little flame. Omnam, but kasher tasokim nafshecha, when a person deals with his soul, v'tamik b'askel v'dat, and a person delves deeply, intelligently, lachnis ahava shlema belibecha, to infuse his heart with a whole love, ad shetia avodah b'chol chefetz alev, to the point where the service of Hashem is something that's with complete desire of the heart. Kemaamar, as the verse says, b'mitzvotam chafetz meod, he has a great desire for Hashem's mitzvot, as tia avodat Hashem shmua b'nafshecha, then the service of Hashem can become encased and insured in one's heart, ad asher tiye geveret mamlechet lishlot al kol achushim, to the point where that's the master. That's the ruler of the heart. All the senses are subservient to that desire to serve Hashem. But it's something we have to develop. The potential is there, but the nature is against it. When a person develops that potential, then that potential can guide all the other forces that act within a person's heart. But we have to work to develop it. It's up to us. And a lot of it is in our control. We gave this example many times. You wake up in the morning, you open your eyes, and you are the master of your destiny that morning. You know full well you could wake up and charge out of bed. And you know you can get out of bed and half open your eyes and think, oh boy, another day. It's up to us. We can very much decide our own attitudes. We can wait to be affected upon. We can be subservient. We can be reactionary, where everything around me is going to decide. If my roommate is annoying, that's what's going to decide whether I have a good day. If the music that's on is good. If the weather is good. Or we can take control and we can choose how we view the world. We can view a rainy day as a beautiful day. We could view a sunny day as a beautiful day. We can see the good and be excited and be happy, and we can choose what we love and what we get excited about. The yumata, I'll tell you something. People think this is a Hasidish thing, but I'll tell you personally. We had guests who were very annoying. We've had guests who were so loud that our neighbors heard them. We've had guests who were so crass that people didn't want to sit in the same table as them. And a neighbor of mine once asked me, how do you have these guys over? And I said, I don't see it anymore. So he said, what do you mean you don't see it? He said, well, I decided years ago that I want to work on myself to love the people and not see that. So people will ask me later, is he the guy that had that loud voice? I don't remember. People will ask me, is he the guy that had the earring? I don't remember. Is he the guy that walked into your class with a bunch of chains and tattoos? I don't remember. That's not what I look at. We choose what we look at. We choose what we see in the person. So when a person comes, yeah, maybe we're accustomed to looking at what they're wearing. And I had a person once ask me, don't you think you should tell your guys to dress Shabbos thing? Don't you think they should wear a white shirt in honor of Shabbos and dress? So I looked at him and said, you sure they don't? Then I noticed it. That's not what I'm looking at. So 10 years ago, maybe that was what I was seeing. But I decided that I'm not going to look at that. I'm going to look at who the person is. And if you choose to look at something else, then you can develop that. We can choose what we focus on when we deal with other people. It's up to us. You could notice everything about them, or you could choose to notice their eyes and their heart and who they are and look at the person. And every person can do it. If I could do it, you could do it.
Right.
It's a decision.
Is there, it's just a decision?
You work on it. You work on what you're going to look at.
Is there a step A? Step one?
Decide you want to. If you decide you want to, then you will. I mean, I can tell you that I had years that I davened that Hashem should help me to be able to love my fellow man. It's something that it doesn't come easy. And it's something I'm working on my whole life. It's not easy. It's very easy to see what's wrong with the other guy. It's a little harder to be able to see what's good about the other guy. But if we choose that it's important to us, so then we can work on it. And that's what he's saying here. When it comes to the love of Hashem, it goes the same way. If you choose to stick it in your heart, so then your service of Hashem, your performance of mitzvot, can be done with the full desire of the heart. And that could be the ruling force in one's heart. Even though when we start out, it is not the ruling force in one's heart. When we start out, it is the stranger in the heart. And then the senses suddenly become subservient. They're like the servant looking up at the master. Suddenly, they will be arousing you and inspiring you to think of how to do mitzvot. Suddenly your own senses will be driven to do mitzvot. As the verse says, your own senses will say, sleep less, stop taking naps, stop just keeping your hands together. Go deal with what you have to. As King David says, he was at a point where he was actually happy when they told him they're going to the temple. So he interprets the verse to mean, I was happy when my own senses aroused me and said, let's go to the Beis Medrash. Usually it's the other way around. You walk into the Beis Medrash and suddenly, oh, your bladder's telling you have to go to the bathroom. And your throat is parched and telling you have to get a drink. And everything under the planet starts bombarding you. Every sense is telling you there's something you have to take care of. If when you woke up this morning, you didn't think you needed a shower, you walk into the Beis Medrash, you're about to learn or daven, and suddenly you say to yourself, gee, I could have used that shower. Every sense suddenly fights. David HaMelech says, no, I reached a point where my senses were pushing me to go to Beit Hashem. How do you get there? That's what he began with. If a person works and focuses on delving and infusing his heart with the love of Hashem, so then that drives everything else.